KX93.5 Human Crafted Radio. I'm Tyler Russell, and we kick off our show today with an interview I've been really looking forward to. John Braver, he's the creator of Delusion in Los Angeles, which is a experiential Halloween event that's now expanding into much more that we're going to talk about. So, John, thanks for making the trip down, man. Nice to have you.
It's awesome to be here. Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, welcome. So I'm a big fan. People listen to me and have for years know that I own an escape room. I'm a big fan of like experiential things, and I've done pretty much all the Halloween stuff you can do. I've only done your show when I've been able to get a ticket because it is a very high demand thing you do in Los Angeles. So would you like to give people some background on Delusion? Then we'll talk about what you're expanding into next.
Yeah, absolutely. Delusion is a passion project, really. It's grown out of the love of adventure games and fantastical horror and suspense and mystery and that whole sort of otherworldliness. It's basically an interactive play at this point where groups of eight people move through the story. The story's about an hour long, and the groups actually play their part. So they're incorporated into the story. Actually, I write it like a screenplay, so the audience are part of the story. They feel engaged with the actors. They have to perform certain actions to sort of move the story forward. We have an original score that echoes throughout the entire space, and professional stunts. So it's really like stepping into a movie. And since you've been to it, you know, in 2016 we had a vampire show where you were the children of this vampire mother that disappeared, and you have to invade this manor to kind of find her. And so basically Delusion is it's unlike anything else in the world, I would say. Yes, I'm a little biased, but to be honest, there's really nothing like it where you really get to feel as if you're engaged in an immersive story. I know the immersive and interactive word has been sort of a buzzword lately, but this is it. If there's a definition for it, it's Delusion.
Yeah. I mean, I do agree with you. I'm an unbiased opinion. I agree with you completely. There's nothing else like this thing. And you come from a stunt person background. So the second you walk into the show, people are flying from rooftops and jumping off balconies and soaring through the air at you. And you can tell that your stunt background obviously incorporated into the design of this thing.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff. That's nuts. But the cool thing is I learned a lot from stunt business. Now I'm mostly directing now, and but the stunts and the action are not just, it's not just a showcase. It's very much incorporated into the story, right? So it's all story driven. All these plays are story driven. But yes, you have crazy stuff happening. Yeah. I can't swear. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Indeed.
Crazy stuff happening like all around you. But especially with this story that we'll talk about for this year it's pretty intense.
Yeah. So I guess this past Halloween, you know, I couldn't even get in. You know, I did my media application and I couldn't get in. So you guys were extremely full.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't know you yet. Yeah, that was the problem. But then you decided, because of that demand, I guess, to expand. And now you're doing a new show starting February 14th. It's going to last all the way till June. And it's a reprise of the former one, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, two things. One is, this is not centered around horror or Halloween. This story is adventurous. This is like, if you're a fan of Raiders of the Lost Ark, like I know you are, I'm sure.
Of course.
And we all are.
Yeah.
It's my favorite movie. Then this is Raiders of the Lost Ark live. What we're trying to do is turn this interactive theater thing make it less of a hobby and more of like an industry, something we can actually... journey on adventures together throughout the year, something that's not so centered in the Halloween season. Even though there's some magic to that season, I think people want to experience these type of things all year.
Yeah.
So this story in particular is very much geared towards that. It's a time traveling adventure. So as I said, Indiana Jones meets Blade Runner. That's what it's kind of like. So that's what we're doing with this show. And our first time ever. This is the first time we've ever expanded from, you know, into the spring, into February to June. And yeah, it's a little scary. Yeah, demand was really high in the fall. And one of the reasons that we're expanding is to cover that demand, as well as like, this is really an experiment. Like, to be honest, these things don't really exist during this time period. So we want our delusional fans to kind of spread the word and get people out there to experience something they would never even think about.
Yeah. Again, John Braver's on the air with us. He's the creator of Delusion in Los Angeles, talking about their expanded show this coming spring, February 14th through June 30th, Delusion, the Blue Blade. And you can grab tickets at enterdelusion.com. So, I mean, I guess that you're tackling a problem that it maybe is a long time coming, being that there's so much popularity around Halloween events. Have other people thought, you know what, why don't we just do this in the spring or the summer and tried and maybe not been so successful, and you're giving it another go?
Yeah, well, it's a good point. It's, as I said, this is a gamble.
Yeah.
This is a risk. I'll be honest, I'm sort of in the middle there. As I said, there's a magic to the Halloween season.
Sure. So short, though.
It's so short, exactly. Yeah. But so, again, I tried to write this story to transcend that season. But I don't know. I think, you know, we've had a lot of interest. Obviously, this is our sixth story, and we have great, you know, really rabid fans of this stuff. But I think something like actually you would kind of understand this better than anybody, is with the escape rooms, those can exist at any time, right?
Right.
That's not so much horror centered. It's more like suspense, and you know, that has no problem sort of existing anytime
sure.
of the year. And so, not to say that Delusion is not an escape room. You'll know that it's very, as I said, it's an interactive play. But I think it can. I think it can exist at any time. We'll see. We shall see.
Well, I mean, it is. At its core, it's theater. It's theater that you're a part of.
Exactly.
There's what's it called in New York?
Sleep No More.
Sleep No More, the interactive Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That thing is insanely popular.
Right.
And it's a little bit, it's not scary, but it's a little bit like suspenseful and weird.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's killing it. So why not? Why don't we have something like that in LA? And sounds like you're doing it.
Yeah.
So what's the plot and story of this show that people can come enjoy this spring?
So this one is called Delusion, the Blue Blade. As I said, very much in the Raiders vein. It is a story about this scientist named Professor Evelyn Lowell, who is a part of this organization called the Safeguard Society, and they are protectors of rare antiquities. And one of the relics was the Blue Blade, which could tear through the fabric of space and time. Have you ever read The Golden Compass? That whole series.
You know, I don't. Maybe when I was a kid, but I don't remember it really. Yeah.
So there's something about it, like a blade that can kind of tear through the fabric of space. So I've been inspired by that and Raiders. And so this is basically this scientist. And again, this is all backstory. This scientist has stolen the blade from her organization and disappeared. And for years, she would amass a great amount of wealth by taking like high paying clients to different time periods. And over time, she realized there's something grander that she could do with this blade. And so she's disappeared. No word from her until tonight. So until you show up. And so you are sort of being initiated into the Safeguard Society. And you are tasked with tracking her down and tracking the blade down. And so you get thrust into this whole time traveling mystery. And you start off in this decrepit old theater in Los Angeles. And it's got this really great kind of like a Floyd's Arcade from Tron, if you remember that. It's kind of like this, like,
sure.
It's just abandoned kind of look. And once you get in through this, you leave your present day, you start moving back in time to different time periods. And the set design, this is our grandest production design we've ever done. And big shout out to Kevin Williams, who's our production designer, just outdid himself this year with Ian Momi, who's our lighting and tech designer. So we did some really cool stuff to kind of make it feel like you're transitioning through time. So you are, you're on this mystery. You're on this adventure, trying to track it down, and you come across some crazy characters.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the idea of it. But as I was writing, I was like, this sounds actually like an epic film. Like, we got to turn this into a movie.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
That'd be great.
So, is it still small groups that go through one at a time?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we have. We used to do 10 people every 15 minutes. Now we're doing 8 people every 20 minutes. So
okay. You
really feel like it's more intimate.
Yeah,
group.
That's what I really like about what you do. It's not like a cattle call through a maze like you would in some experiential things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're trying to balance, you know, the intimacy of it with like the profitability of it as well too, because it's tough when you're doing you're doing 120 people a night.
Sure.
At a $95 ticket, though that may seem pricey, it's still, we're keeping the intimacy low. So,
right.
You definitely feel as if you're on this adventure with your friends. So it's something to do with your friends. And that's what delusional fans have done over the years. They've been dragging people in and just like turning and converting them into like true fans and stuff.
Well, I will mention, speaking of that ticket, we are giving away two of them this week and two of them next week on this radio station.
Can I have one?
No, John. Sorry. It's really hard to get into. Really, really difficult. So we have tickets this week and next week. You can get your own, however, $95, interdelusion.com. And there is a VIP option. Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, you get a little massage from, no, I'm just
kidding. From a zombie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the VIP option's cool. You get to see how this whole thing works. So it's pretty cool to be behind the scenes of this sort of moving play aspect. There's really nothing like it. So you get to meet some of the characters, see the creature design. You get to stay behind the scenes and watch other groups going through, which you did already. And we'll be going through with both myself and Jackie Kretterfield, who's one of the producers of the show. And that's super fun.
Nice, dude. That sounds really cool. Right on. So again, interdelusion.com. And then you said it takes place in an old theater. Where exactly is that?
So if anyone's familiar with the historic West Adams district of LA, it was the old Beverly Hills of LA. This is just on the west side of it. So there's this old theater called Fe Dodo, and it's Cafe Club Fe Dodo. And it's it was big in the 80s and 90s with musicians and everything. And there's an adjacent theater to it. So we start off in the lounge. There's some music and you have, you know, there's dinner. You can make it a whole evening. Just have dinner there. And then you get taken from the lounge, eight people at a time, through the adventure, through the theater, through the different sets and all that. And you end up back at the lounge. So it's a pretty spectacular little gem of a place. It's like tucked away in an area you might not have even heard of or been to.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what, man, I am a little biased saying this, but I'm a huge fan of experiential things, obviously, being in the escape room business. And I agree completely that it needs to exist outside the Halloween season for it to have a life, you know, outside of that.
Exactly.
And I think that the Delusion event I went to a couple years ago was the single coolest experiential thing I've ever done. So I'm just really excited to see what you do next. I know you've got big plans for expanding into other fields and industries. And this is just the beginning, but we can start with the Blue Blade, again, running from February 14th through June 30th at interdelusion.com. So yeah, man, I just can't wait to see what's next for you.
Oh, man, me too.
Yeah.
If you have an idea, let me know.
Cool. I certainly will. John Braver, the creator of Delusion, the writer, director of it as well. We thank you so much for taking time with us today, dude.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. It's KX93.5.